This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission has revised the schedule for the ongoing second phase of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in six states and union territories. As per the revised schedule, Tamil Nadu and Gujarat will now complete the exercise by the 14th of this month. The deadline for Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands has been extended to the 18th of this month, while the deadline for Uttar Pradesh has been extended to 26th of this month. The publication dates for the draft electoral roll have also been revised. The Commission noted that the enumeration period for Goa, Gujarat, Lakshadweep, Rajasthan and West Bengal ends today. Draft electoral rolls for these states and UTs will be published on the 16th of this month. The Rajya Sabha held a discussion on electoral reforms today. Participating in the debate, BJP leader Sudhanshu Trivedi said, India is the mother of democracy. He accused the Congress of not giving due consideration to electoral reforms during its tenure, adding that the party does not understand that votes are earned through deep bonds and trust. Questioning the Congress's allegations regarding electronic voting machines, he pointed out that EVMs were introduced during the tenure of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. Earlier, initiating the discussion, Congress MP Ajay Makan raised concerns about the Election Commission, alleging that it does not release CCTV footage from polling booths. He said the Commission must restore its credibility, warning that any loss of trust could weaken democratic institutions. BJP MP Tejaswi Surya today criticised the opposition, including the DMK, for moving a motion of impeachment against Madras High Court Judge G.R. Swaminathan in the Lok Sabha, calling it a weaponization of impeachment and an attack on the judiciary of the country. Speaking in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Surya demanded the withdrawal of the motion.
This is an attack against the judiciary of the country. It is an attack on the impartiality of the judges. The DMK government, supported by the India Alliance and the Congress, is trying to weaponize impeachment as a method to silence the judiciary. This displays their contempt for the independence of the judiciary.
A total of 11 reports of the Parliamentary Committee on Public Undertakings were laid in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha today. Later, talking to media, Chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Public Undertakings, Bedrian Jayapanda, said the committee reviewed various sectors, including rare earths and nuclear power. 21 people from Assam feared dead in Arunachal Pradesh bordering China after a truck carrying 22 workers fell off a cliff in Anjor district. Till the filing of this report, 14 dead bodies were recovered. The Indian Army, NDRF, SDRF and District Administration has launched a search and rescue operation. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Imphal today on a two-day visit to Manipur. On arrival, the president was accorded a warm welcome and guard of honour by a women contingent of India Reserve Battalion. During her visit, the president will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects. In West Bengal, a complaint has been filed by Bholanath Ghosh, a key witness in the CBI case against arrested and suspended TMC leader Sheikh Shah Jahan of Sandesh Khali at Rajbari outpost in North 24 Parganas. Ghosh was critically injured yesterday in a road accident that killed his younger son and his driver while they were travelling at Bashirhat Court to testify in a case related to Shah Jahan. After lodging the complaint, Mr. Ghosh claimed the attack was planned by Sheikh Shah Jahan and executed by his associates. In Pakistan, amid growing tensions within the military establishment, particularly between Field Marshal Asim Munir and factions aligned with former intelligence officials, a military court today sentenced former Inter-Services Intelligence Chief Faiz Hamid to 14 years in prison. In men's cricket, India have won the toss and elected to field against South Africa in the second T20 international of five-match series. South Africa were 9 for no loss in 1.3 overs when reports last came in from Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium, Mulanpur, in New Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.